The tragic and horrifying events that surrounded the Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium last week are still resounding throughout the kingdom. Players, coaches, executives, and fans are still reeling from the news that spread like wildfire. Why did this all transpire? How will we heal and how can we move forward? Those answers amazingly came immediately, and they also came from an often criticized source. This season has been far from what any Chiefs fan expected. Disappointment, frustration, and displeasure with how the 2012 campaign was going are a few words to describe what the kingdom has endured thus far. But no one would have scripted the events of the past weekend. In the wake of those shocking events came the steady and respectful leadership that defines the Chiefs franchise for so many who show their love and loyalty for Kansas City, in good times and bad. From the time they entered the business, playbooks, planning, and strategies have been a part of head coach Romeo Crennel, general manager Scott Pioli, and linebackers coach Gary Gibbs' world. But there was no playbook for what they witnessed last weekend, no rule book to guide them. Calling personal audibles, though, the Chiefs and their leaders did what they've always done. They led valiantly. Rallying the team, they made the decision, along with the steady guidance of chairman and CEO Clark Hunt and input from the National Football League, they did what was maybe the toughest but best option for the players and the city itself. They played a football game. They not only played a game, they played an inspired, emotional, mistake-free football game. And they did it for them. They did it for us. They did it for the victims and their families. And when it was all over, they gathered in the locker room, bruised and tired for a moment of reflection. Minutes later, they were again reminded of what they may have been able to put aside for those 3 short hours. When it was all said and done, football had ended and real life began once again. The team would not have been able to find such unity in a time of disarray had it not been for that leadership. Leadership that has seen some of its toughest moments this year, but also, after witnessing what took place on the field, and after the game last week, has maybe seen its brightest moment of all time.